Introduction to Validation Techniques. Validation can take place anywhere. The housekeeper in a nursing home can validate while she's tidying the room. The nursing assistant while she is taking the old person to the toilet. The nurse as she's giving medication. The physician doing an exam. The family member while he or she is visiting. The only consideration is privacy. There must be a one-to-one relationship that is built on trust, created in a private environment. The session can take place in a large room with other people, but you must create an intimate space, safe from critical comments or anxiety-provoking intrusions. In all cases, the validation practitioner must be centered, observe physical characteristics, eyes, muscles, chin, tone of voice, movement, etc. Listen with energy. Don't argue the truth of facts. Don't be judgmental. Be aware of the other person's private space, both physically and psychologically. When you validate, you need to move close enough to the other person so that they recognize that you are there, respectful of the distance or closeness that he or she wants in that moment. A person in phase one usually needs normal social distance until there is trust and an intimate relationship. Please note that even if you are the partner, son, or sister of this person, this does not automatically allow you physical closeness. A person in phase two will generally need more closeness. When someone has lost social controls and lost the need to follow rules, for instance, a woman in phase two more easily accepts nearness. Because she has withdrawn inward into her own world, you need to get close to make contact. People in phase three have withdrawn even further, and to make contact, we must get even closer. Touching the person is often needed simply to be acknowledged as being present. Those in phase four require the most closeness. They have pulled their energy field totally inward. We often experience this as not being there. Touch is crucial for making contact. The next lesson will review basic validation techniques that can begin a conversation. There is no single formula because every person is different. Each validation practitioner must tap his or her creativity and ability to empathize with disoriented old. The validation practitioner who is honest, genuine, and caring cannot hurt the disoriented old person. The wise old person will forgive you if you make a mistake.